Hello.
Hello. Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Shall we continue, sir?
Yeah, yeah, please.
Yeah. So could you please think about your primary employer, the one where you spend the most time working? Again, there is a 5-point scale where 5 means strongly agree and 1 means strongly disagree. Could you please rate your level of agreement with each of the following items? You may choose any of the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4 or 5, okay?
Okay.
And at work, you have the opportunity to do what you do best every day. Can you rate it? 5
three.
Is strongly agree, 1 is strongly disagree.
3,
okay. And there is someone at work who encourages your development.
4.
And at work, your opinion seems to count.
2.
And sir, now please think about yesterday. From the morning until the end of the day, think about where you were, what you were doing, who you were with, and how you felt. Did you feel well rested yesterday, sir? Yes or no?
Did I feel?
Did you feel well rested yesterday?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Please think about yesterday. From the morning until the end of the day.
Yeah.
Think about where you were, what you were doing, who you were with, and how you felt. Did you feel well rested yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you treated with respect all the day yesterday?
Yeah.
Yes. And did you smile or laugh a lot yesterday, sir?
Yeah.
Yes. Did you learn or do something interesting yesterday?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Sir, did you experience the following feelings during a lot of the day yesterday? Like how about enjoyment?
No.
No. Physical pain?
No.
No. Worry?
Yeah.
Sadness?
Yeah.
Stress?
Yeah.
Anger?
Yeah.
And sir, are you satisfied or dissatisfied with the city or area where you live?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. In the next 12 months, are you likely or unlikely to move away from the city or area where you live, sir?
I can't stay as it is totally dependent on my employee.
Okay. And so you're likely or unlikely to move from the city or area where you live? You
can't
say.
Decide.
Okay.
I can't say.
Fine. And would you recommend the city or area where you live to a friend or associate as a place to live or not?
Could you please repeat the question?
Sure. Would you recommend the city or area where you live to a friend or associate as a place to live or not?
I can't recommend.
You can't recommend?
Yeah.
So you would not recommend, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right now, do you think that economic conditions in Kuwait City or area where you live as a whole are getting better or getting worse?
It is getting worse.
Getting worse.
Not my general conditions.
Okay, but...
You are talking about my condition or general
condition? No, sir,
conditions?
I'm asking, do you think that economic conditions in the city or area where you live as a whole are getting better or getting worse?
As a whole,
It
is getting worse.
Getting worse. Okay. The economic conditions in the city where you live, fine. So thinking about the job situation in the city or area where you live today, would you say that is a good time or a bad time to find a job?
It is a bad time to find a job.
In the city or area where you live, are you satisfied or dissatisfied with the public transportation systems?
I am satisfied with the public transportation.
The roads and highways?
Okay. Roads or highways are okay.
Satisfied or dissatisfied?
Yeah, satisfied.
The educational system or the schools?
I don't know about it as
okay.
I am not having any kids.
The quality of air?
Quality of?
Air.
Air, it is good.
Satisfied, dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
The quality of water?
Quality of water, it is good, satisfied.
And the availability of quality health care?
It is, I am not getting it good. Unsatisfied.
Dissatisfied?
Yeah.
The availability of good affordable housing? The availability of good affordable housing?
Not satisfied.
Dissatisfied?
Yeah.
The
opportunity.
Okay. The opportunities to meet people and make friends?
Dissatisfied.
And fine. In the city or area where you live, is a good place or not good place to live for racial and ethnic minorities?
Not good.
Not a good place?
Yeah.
And immigrants from other countries, good place or not a good place?
It is not a good place to live for anybody.
Immigrants from other countries, not a good place. And people starting new business?
it is not a good place to live or work for anybody where I am living.
And people with intellectual disabilities?
Intellectual disabilities?
It's not a good place?
It is not a good place to live for anybody, ma'am.
For intellectual disabilities, people also, okay, with, fine. Sir, have you done any of the following in the past month? Like how about donated money to a charity?
No, I can't donate.
Volunteered your time to an organization?
I am not having any opportunity to do like that, ma'am.
Okay, so no. Helped a stranger or someone you did not know who needed help?
Again, I repeat, I am not having an opportunity to do like that.
So no, right?
Yeah.
Can people in Kuwait get ahead by working hard or not?
Sorry?
Can people in Kuwait get ahead by working hard or no? Can people Kuwait get ahead by working hard or no?
Can get ahead?
Yeah, by working hard or not?
Yeah.
Yes, they can, okay. Sir, how would you rate economic conditions in Kuwait today as an excellent, good, only fair or poor?
Of which, ma'am, general people condition or my condition?
Sir, rate economic conditions in Kuwait. How would you rate in Kuwait today as an...
I think it is not good.
Not good?
Yeah.
So it's only fair, poor or what?
Fair, not poor.
Fair, okay. Right now, do you think the economic conditions in Kuwait as a whole are getting better or getting worse?
It is getting worse.
Getting worse, okay. Do you believe that children in Kuwait are treated with respect and dignity or not?
Not at all.
Not at all. Do most children in Kuwait have the opportunity to learn and grow every day or not, sir?
Yeah, having opportunity.
Okay. Sir, in Kuwait, are you satisfied or dissatisfied with the efforts to preserve the environment?
Satisfied with...
Efforts to preserve the environment?
Yeah.
Yes. And your freedom to choose what you do with your life?
I'm not having any freedom.
So you're dissatisfied? Dissatisfied?
Sir, I'm not having any type of freedom. Yeah.
Okay. In Kuwait, do you have confidence in the following or not, sir? Do you have confidence in financial institutions or banks?
Yeah.
Yes. And ideally, if you had the opportunity, would you like to move permanently to another country or would you prefer to continue living in Kuwait?
I will never prefer to live in Kuwait.
So you would like to continue living, move to another country, sorry?
Yeah.
To which country would you like to move, sir?
I like the most my native country, India.
So India, okay. Are you planning to move permanently to another country in the next 12 months or not?
Not in 12 months.
Okay. Do you currently own a business?
No.
Okay. Could you please tell me your age, sir?
42.
And what is the highest level of education you have completed, sir? Intermediate, secondary, bachelor's or master's?
Intermediate.
You have completed intermediate, okay. And more specifically, how many years of formal education you have completed?
How?
More specifically, how many years of formal education you have completed?
I have completed in 1990.
How many years of formal education you have completed?
How many years of formal education?
Yes.
It is 15.
15 years?
Yes.
And you have completed intermediate?
Yeah.
Which standards are you?
Actually, I am not graduate.
Okay.
I have done intermediate. After that, I done diploma in electrical technology.
Okay, but you have done 12th standard? You have completed?
Yeah.
12th?
Yeah.
Okay. And could you tell me what is your current marital status? Are you married or?
Yeah, I am married.
Married, okay. And now, sir, I would like to ask you some questions about your food consumption. During the last 12 months, was there a time when you were worried about, like, you would not have enough food to eat because of lack of money or other resources?
No, never.
No? Okay. And you were unable to eat healthy and nutritious food because of lack of money or other resources?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, there was. And you ate only a few kinds of foods because of a lack of money or other resources?
Sorry, could you repeat?
Yeah. You ate only a few kinds of foods because of lack of money or other resources?
Yeah.
Yes. And you had to skip a meal because there was not enough money or other resources to get food.
Yeah.
Yes. And you ate less than you thought you should because of the lack of money or other resources.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. And your household ran out of food because of a lack of money or other resources.
Could you please repeat?
Sure. Sorry? Your household ran out of food because of a lack of money or other resources.
Yes.
And you were hungry but did not eat because there was not enough money or other resources for food?
No.
No. Okay. And so during the last 12 months, was there a time when you went without eating for a whole day because of a lack of money or other resources?
No.
No. How many children under 15 years of age are living in your household?
Yes, I had to repeat again, ma'am.
No one,
I am
right?
Living
okay.
At company's accommodation. And all the
okay,
roommates
fine,
are...
Fine. Is your primary job in the government sector or in a private sector, sir?
It is in a private sector.
And in the past 12 months, did this household send help in the form of money or goods to another individual living inside Kuwait or living in another country or both the countries or neither?
Sorry, could you please repeat, please?
In the past 12 months,
yeah.
Did this household send help in the form of money or goods to another individual living inside Kuwait or living in another country or both the countries or neither?
I have heard or you asked my whole...
Like you have sent help in the form of money or goods to another individual living inside
yeah.
Kuwait or
yeah.
Living in another country or both the countries or neither?
Yes, I have helped.
Yeah, what's you did like living in another country or inside
yeah,
Kuwait?
Yeah, living
or?
In another country.
Okay. And what is the total monthly household income in Kuwaiti dinars, sir?
My household income?
Yeah.
It is about 200 KD.
200 KD, okay. And which one of these phrases comes closest to your own feelings about your household's income these days? Are you living comfortably on present income, getting by on present income, finding it difficult on present income, or finding it very difficult on present income?
Oh, I am getting pleasant in this income.
Sorry, sir? You are living comfortably on present
yeah,
income? Getting by on present income? Finding
yeah, comfortably.
You are living comfortably on present income?
Yeah.
Which country you are a national of?
I belong to India.
How many years you have lived in Kuwait, sir?
I came here in 2010.
So, 4 years?
Yeah.
And how many years do you plan to live in Kuwait?
As much as my employer employs me.
Yeah,
employer.
Sir, how many years do you plan to live in Kuwait?
I have not any plan, ma'am. As my employer continues me,
sorry?
I will live in Kuwait.
Okay, but how many years do you plan to live in Kuwait? More, how many plans you have to live in Kuwait? How many years?
About 10 years.
10 years more. And sir, other than your spouse, do you have immediate family members living in Kuwait?
No.
No? Okay. And would you say you are better off, worse off or about the same as a result of living in Kuwait?
I am better off.
Better off?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you say your immediate like family members back home are better off, worse off or about the same as a result of your living in Kuwait?
Better off.
Better off, okay. Would you recommend living in Kuwait to a close relative or friend?
Sorry?
Would you recommend living in Kuwait to a close relative or friend?
How can I recommend as I am not having any relatives here?
Okay, so you would not recommend or yes, you would recommend to a close relative or friend to live in? Recommend to
live in Kuwait?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Yeah, definitely I will recommend.
Okay, yes, you would. Thinking about your home country, do you think the economic conditions are getting better or getting worse?
It is getting better.
Getting better?
Yeah.
In Kuwait, do you have friends or family you can count on or not, sir?
I am having friends but not any family member.
So you can count or not, yes or no?
I can't count.
No, huh? Were you born... You got the question, right? In Kuwait, do you have friends or family you can count on them or no, sir? No, or yes.
No, no. I am not having any close friend or any family member.
You cannot count on them. Okay. Were you born in Kuwait or another country, sir?
Sorry?
Were you born in Kuwait or another country?
No, I born at India.
Do you have a landline telephone in your home that you use to make and receive personal calls?
No.
No, okay. Have you received...
Excuse me, you have asked one question.
Yeah.
Can I count my friends or family members?
Yeah, no, sir. My question was, in Kuwait, do you have friends or family you can count on?
Count on means, you, can I count them or not?
Not count them. You can count on.
Yeah, I have to, if I can count or not, I am having no friend or family here.
Okay, fine. And sir, could you tell me, like, have you received any money from an employer or boss such as company or organization in the form of salary or wages for doing work in the past 12 months? Please do not consider any money you receive directly from clients or customers.
Yeah, I am getting salary from my employer.
Sir, thank you so much for taking the time to answer these questions. Could we have your permission to contact you again to learn a bit more about your thoughts and opinions, sir, in future?
Okay. No
what problem. Telephone number would you prefer we use to recontact you in the future, sir?
In future, I would like to prefer if you contact me at my personal number, 665-8673.
665-8673.
8673. Yeah.
Okay. Can I have your name, please, sir?
Jatin Gupta.
Can you spell the word? J-I-T-A-N?
J-A-T-I-N, G-U-P-T-A.
Okay. And sir, we may wish to contact you via email. Could I have your primary email ID, sir?
Yeah, Jatin Gupta, 1973 at the rate
of gmail.com. Can you spell it? J-A-T-I-N,
G-U-P-T-A.
G-U-P-T-A.
1973.
1976.
1973.
73, sorry, okay.
At the rate of gmail.com.
At the rate of Gmail. And sir, your name is Mr. Jatin Gupta, right?
Yeah.
And your mobile number is the same which I have reached, 501-62-655.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sir, thank you so much.
This is my official number.
Okay.
It is provided by the company.
No problem, sir. Sir, thank you so much for cooperation and time, sir. God bless you. Have a great day. Thank you so much, sir. Take care.